Blog Talk Radio.
Beautiful song. I think I'm going to do Good Morning Love again. Good morning, love. You know, I waited all night long just to say good morning to you. Good morning, family. Thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey, because of all the places you could have been, guess what? You could have been anywhere. But you chose to be right here on the Love Journey. And I want you to know that I am grateful. John Legend, Good Morning Love.
Good morning. Good morning, love. It's my favorite love song. I've waited all night long. Before you get into the shower, before you worry about your hair, baby, give me one more hour. I want you to stay right there. I don't want to lose a moment. I don't want to miss a kiss. If I could plan the perfect day, love, then I would start it just like this. Good morning. Good morning, love. It's my favorite love song. I've waited all night long for morning. Good morning, love. Before we start the day, dear, I'm whispering in your ear. Good morning. Baby, how can I convince you? I'll make it so you can't resist. Whatever else you have to do now, it can't be half as good as this. I'll chase you underneath the sheets, love, and I won't let you get away. Today won't be complete, love, unless we get a chance to say good morning. Good morning, love. It's my favorite song. I've waited all night long for morning. Good morning, love. Before we start the day, dear, I'm whispering in your ear. Good morning. Open your eyes. Sunrise, I see your skin, it's so warm inside. Baby, it's so sweet when you're next to me. Someday every night, so each morning will be. Good morning. Good morning, love. It's my favorite love song. I've waited all night long. Good morning. Good morning, love. Before we start the day, dear, I'm whispering in your ear. Let's get lost together. I wish my forever. Let's get lost together. I wish my forever. Hey, yeah. Was morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. good morning. Welcome to the Love Journey. It was John Legend. Good morning. I love, love, love that song. Oh, it makes me feel so warm and fuzzy inside. All right, we're going to get ready and turn within. Giving thanks for the opportunity to still be present on the planet. Giving thanks for protection. Giving thanks for all that God is, we are. And I'm going to turn it over to Ayana Benzat to pray for our money energy. The idea of calling forth every cell in our body to remove anything in our body that remembers anything other than the truth. Because cells have memory. And in every muscle fiber, every organ, to remember the truth that we were born to be rich. We were born abundant. And to remember that we should be able to call forth and manifest. And so today we ask every cell in our body, every muscle fiber and every organ, to call forth this memory of being prosperous, the memory of the truth. Let's hear Ayana Benzat.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
To money. Yes. Wow. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Whew, that Ayana Benzat is a goddess to this planet. She is so powerful, and I just give thanks for her presence and all that she has done to transform millions of people's mindset, reminding us of the truth that we are the creators and we get to create the most magnificent life. We are the image and likeness of God. We are the creators.
if we're not creating, we have to ask ourselves why. And remember, there's not a situation, a challenge, or a problem, however we name those Goliaths or those pharaohs in our life, that we're not equipped to overcome. How do we master self to come back to the truth that ye are gods and goddesses? And that's what this is about, reminding us how to walk in that authority, that mastery and dominion that you've been given, that's been placed so eloquently inside of you. The Creator created such a magnificent creation. The Creator placed all of Himself inside you and said, go forth and operate as me on the planet, as an individualized expression of me. Remember, you have the power to create, to transform, and be all that you were called to the planet to be. We're going to listen to some Reverend Ike today. I'm so excited. And so if you didn't get an opportunity to start off with our sister, you know, our sister is doing Reverend Ike every Monday of the year. We're doing it for the month of March. And today she had a very good call. Her call was about God's wealth. How do we create the money? And so I want to remind you to tune in to Rosa J. She's doing Reverend Ike herself, and I just want to let you know she's doing a phenomenal job. And the conversation is, how do you change your mindset about money? That's what she talked about. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to it this morning, you go back and listen to the replay call. That would be a great opportunity as we move forward today. The third portion of the Reverend Ike, Manifest March. And what I wanted to do, how to do surplus, but it was so long that I decided to change and do prosperity and beyond. No, I decided to, because that one was long too, I decided to do Master of Money, Reverend Ike, Master of Money. And that's what we're going to talk about with Reverend Ike today, Master of Money. So sit back, relax, and let the melodic, powerful sound of Reverend Ike come through.
Now, I would like to talk to you today from the subject, Magnetize Your Mind for Money. And I want to make this personal so that the subconscious does not think we're talking about somebody else somewhere else. So I want you to say to yourself, I magnetize my mind for money. Come on. I magnetize my mind for money. Wow. I've got news for you. Your mind is a magnet. Think about that. Everybody's mind is a magnet. And it's always drawing something, even if it's plenty of nothing. Because I heard someone thinking, well, Reverend Ike, my mind isn't drawing money. Well, maybe you don't have the money idea working in your mind as you should. And that's what this lesson is about. It's to help you to magnetize your mind for money, because your mind is a magnet and your mind draws whatever it believes in, whatever it thinks about, whatever it feels, whatever it mentally sees. So you have to be careful what you believe in. You have to be careful what you think about, because your mind is a magnet. And it's going to draw to you whatever it believes, whatever it thinks, whatever it feels, whatever it mentally and inwardly observes. And I would like to share with you, oh, I tell you what, let's do this. I'd like for you to say to yourself, my mind is a magnet. And you're going to find me repetitious, because repetition is one of the laws of learning. Also, you're going to find that I don't let my subject interfere with what I have to say. Now, I want to share with you my definition for money. Because when I use the term money, I'm talking about something that is totally beyond, but it does include that good green stuff that we call cash. But money includes that, but it is much, much more. This is my definition of money. Money is the being, doing, having power of the mind. Money is the being, doing, having power of the mind. And I want to have us put this in the first person again and have you repeat it after me in the first person. Because again, I don't want your subconscious mind to think that when we're talking about money, we're talking about somebody else. We're talking about you. We're talking about me having what? Money. We're talking about me. We're talking about you drawing more
money.
That's right. You see, God, mind, whatever you want to call it, is infinite. But you have to be definite with the infinite. Don't forget that. That's why these good religious prayers that go, Lord, you know what I need. Give me whatever I need. That kind of prayer doesn't work because you're not being definite with the infinite. Even the Master Jesus, a blind man, cried after him one time, crying out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus said, bring the man to me. And they brought the man to Jesus. And it was obvious that he was blind. And perhaps the average person would think, well, Jesus should have known what the man wanted. But the Master Jesus, being a mind scientist of the first rank, said to the man, what is it that you want me to do for you? And the infinite, ladies and gentlemen, is always asking us, asking you, what do you want? Wow. Think about that. Infinite God, infinite good, infinite mind, infinite power, infinite whatever you want to call it, is always asking you, what do you want? Do you know you have carte blanche from God? You've got a credit card from God. Wow, I never heard that before. Woo. Hey, hold it in your hand like that and look at it. And say, I've got a credit card from infinite God. Come on. I've got a credit card from infinite God. And how do you use this credit card from infinite God to get what you want? By defining what you want. By accepting what you want. Because again, the infinite gives to us and we receive from infinite God, from infinite good, at the level of our acceptance. The level of acceptance. Just as much as you can accept, you can and will have. Now, you may go to the ocean with a teaspoon or with a bucket. The ocean doesn't care. Or you may pipe in, which is what I've done. And don't get hung up on this religious idea that, well, maybe if some people have so much good, there won't be any good left for other people. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is, we are dealing with the infinite, and it is important in this business of money, this business of good, that we realize that we are dealing with the infinite. We are dealing with unlimited good. It's good to know who you're dealing with and what you're dealing with. So say to yourself, I am dealing with unlimited God, unlimited good. Come on. I am dealing with unlimited God, unlimited good. This is why I will never go on a hunger sympathy fast for the starving millions. Because if you join the people who are already hungry, it does not cure hunger. It makes more hungry people. And what we need to do for the people who are in lack is to accept more good ourselves and be an example. To inspire and raise their level of acceptance. And then again, if you fool around with these hunger fasts, you know, sometimes you just may not get your consciousness out of that. You can get your consciousness caught up in that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the subconscious mind is the most sensitive instrument in the universe. Remember that. And that's right. That's worth writing down. The subconscious mind is the most sensitive instrument in the whole universe. And whatever you impress upon it by belief, by feeling, by mental observation, it records and reproduces after that. So let's not impress hunger and want, lack, and limitation. There's enough of that already. Let's raise our level of acceptance of good for ourselves and everyone else. Now, back to my definition of money that I want to share with you. To me, money is the being, doing, having power of the mind. So repeat after me in the first person. Money is...
Money is...
The being, doing, having power of my mind.
The being, doing, having power of my mind.
I want you to jab yourself in the chest when you say this now, so that your subconscious mind will feel it. You remember what I said? It's very sensitive. It's very impressionable. So let's go over this again. Repeat it after me. Money is...
Money.
The being, doing, having power. Of my mind. My mind power is money.
My mind power is money.
You remember that. And ladies and gentlemen, the mind does have automatic power to be, to do, and to have whatever it believes in. Now, this is the real money. This is the real money, and I'm purposely redundant and repetitious about this. The mind does have automatic power to be, to do, and to have whatever it believes in. P.P. Quimby said something very interesting. He said, I have found that if I really believed something, it would happen whether I was thinking about it consciously or not. Ladies and gentlemen, you can plant the thought, the feeling, the appreciation of money into your subconscious mind, in the very depth of your being, and your mind will become a money magnet that just keeps drawing money to you and you to money. You will get so that money will not stay away from you. You will become, as Reverend Ike says, you will have the money fix. Let me hear you say the money fix.
The money fix.
You see, there are those people who complain that they can't hold money. It's because you don't have it in your mind. You see, the first place that you get anything is in your mind. Whatever you want, first of all, get it in your mind. And your mind power is money. Your power to believe is money, because money is that which acquires, that which achieves, that which gets, that which procures. That is money, and that is really mind, that is really thought. And now I trust you got one of Reverend Ike's lesson sheets. Let's take it out. This is chapter 14 out of Reverend Ike's book, Health, Happiness, and Prosperity for You. Buy that book! 280 pages and many, many chapters that will bless you in every way. Now, chapter 14 in Reverend Ike's book, Health, Happiness, and Prosperity for You, is titled, What is Your Financial Psychology? One of the texts used in this lesson from the Bible is from Ecclesiastes, the 10th chapter, the 19th verse, and I read a part of it for you. And for emphasis, I'm going to have you repeat it after me as I shall read it. Money,
money.
Answers.
All things.
Now, one of my sons has a better translation of this. And were I not in church, I would quote it to you. But anyway, this is one of my sons' translation of this text. He says, this means, money talks, BS walks.
BS walks.
If you don't know what that means, when you get out of church, ask somebody. They'll whisper it in your ear. Ladies and gentlemen, everything is a condition of the mind. Every experience is conditioned mind. Every experience is the mind conditioned in some form. You know, it's so interesting. The masses of people never recognize their consciousness appearing to them in their experience. Some people will say to me, oh, Reverend Ike, don't tell me that I thought this on me. I didn't think this evil up on me. Well, I got news for you. You don't have to think up want, lack, limitation, and sickness yourself. The world is busy thinking it up for you. And unless you do your own thinking, the world thinking will control your life. There's a lot of thinking about lack, want, and limitation in the world today. And unless you take dominion over your own thinking and magnetize your mind for money, the world mind will magnetize you for more want, lack, and limitation. What is your financial psychology? I have discovered some very interesting psychological reasons why people have money problems. Your problems with money are abundance of money, for that matter. Begin with what I call your financial psychology, which is your attitude toward money. Now I'm going to be throwing some questions at you during the rest of this message for you to cross-examine yourselves with as homework. Ask yourself, what is my financial psychology? What is my attitude toward money? And you've got to really draw yourself out about this, because sometimes people have some real deep-seated, what Reverend Ike calls, money rejection complexes. Negative attitudes about money will just kick money away from you. Ladies and gentlemen, thoughts are things. For example, if you think that money is dirty, evil, and sinful, that thought will kick money away from you. By the way, if you can't shake that money rejection complex by the time the offering gets around, and you still think that money is dirty and evil and that it comes between you and God, put it all in the offering. I don't think it will corrupt your minister. It definitely will not corrupt me.
I want you to think about that. What is your money psychology? What are your thoughts about money? Maybe we've added the idea of money as evil and all that stuff, but what is the belief system that has stayed with us so long that we haven't created the prosperity we desire? We're going to go into track two.
Some good religious people say to me, oh, Reverend Ike, I don't know if I'd like to have a lot of money. Maybe if I had a lot of money, I wouldn't love the Lord. I can't understand that, because I've not had money. And thank God now I am the master of money. And I do have money. And I love the Lord more than I've ever loved the Lord. And I have discovered that I can love the Lord a lot better when I have money to pay my bills and to meet my needs. Do you know how much you can love the Lord sitting in the back of a Rolls Royce limousine? As a matter of fact, God enjoys money by means of me. Say that to yourself and touch yourself. God enjoys money by means of me. Everything good that you have, say that to it, and that will multiply. If you say that, God enjoys money by means of me, then you'll watch and see how much more and more money God will enjoy by means of you, more and more and more. When you're putting on your nice clothes, say to yourself, God is enjoying these nice clothes by means of me. Come on, let's hear it. God is enjoying these nice clothes by means of me. When you leave here and go to lunch today, and you're eating the filet mignon and washing it down with Dom Pignon, say to yourself, God is enjoying this food and drink by means of me. Let's hear it. God is enjoying this food and drink by means of me. Everything good that you have, make it your business to enjoy it. And know that it is God that is doing the enjoying by means of you. And you will magnetize your mind for more good and for more enjoyment of good. Get a right attitude toward money, because your attitudes toward money are very real and will draw money to you or kick money away from you. Your attitude toward money is very important. Your attitude toward money will determine your compensation. Here's another question that I have for you to cross-examine yourself with. Here's the question. Are you indifferent toward money? A very aristocratic lady in Beverly Hills was having some money problems. Her husband had passed on and left her well off. She would have had no money problems whatsoever had she kept the same kind of financial program and resources that her husband left her with. But she was having money problems. The money was slipping away from her. And she came to me for counseling, wanting to know why. And in the course of the conversation, I also found out that someone had offered her a position which she wanted because she wanted to feel more useful and productive. She didn't want to just retire and do nothing. And so the person finally asked her, well, how much money do you want for this position? And she said to the person, oh, it doesn't matter. Money doesn't matter. Right there, I put my finger on her money problem. I said to her, my dear lady, your money is slipping away from you because you have an indifferent attitude toward money. Never say concerning money, never ever. Money doesn't matter. If somebody asks you, how much are you going to charge? Don't ever express in response to that an indifference to money. If you want to do it as a gift, fine. But never express an indifference to money, because if you are indifferent to money, money will be indifferent to you. And here again, you see, money problems are not just problems that people who don't have money have. People who do have money problems because of negative ideas about money. Like the lady in Beverly Hills who had plenty of money, but it was slipping away from her because of a subconscious money rejection complex of indifference toward money. People who have a lot of money have problems with other people trying to get it from them. So poor people are not the only people who have money problems. But if you have a positive money psychology, it will draw more money to you, and you will have more of the enjoyment of money in your life. The Master Jesus set before us a very beautiful law. The theologians missed it, like they usually do. In reconditioning my mind for money and for prosperity, one of the great things I had to do was to deprogram myself from all of the stuff that they taught me at the theological seminary. The Master Jesus set forth a great law of life when he said, if you deny me, I will deny you. That law of mine simply indicates that if you deny money, money will deny you. If you say that money isn't important, then money will treat you as if it's not important. Money will be indifferent towards you. You'll have problems with money. Ladies and gentlemen, I understand in my own life, and I would like to share with you this idea, that you should deal with money as a personality. That's important. I like the way the old Irish proverb personifies money. The old Irish proverb goes like this. Money swore an oath that nobody that did not love her should ever have her. You see, money is a woman. Money has ears. Money hears what you say about it. Be careful what you say about money. For again, one of the texts that we're using in this lesson is from the Psalm 141:3. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth and keep the door of my lips. You can use your mouth to talk money away from you, and you can use your mouth to talk money to you. In just a few moments, at the conclusion of this message, we're all going to stand up and we're going to talk money to us. I'm telling you this so that I can warn those of you who are afraid of money, you'd better hurry and get out of here. Because we're going to call money to us, because money has ears. Let me hear you say, money has ears. And don't you ever forget that. Money has ears. Money is a psychic entity. Money knows what you think about it. And as I said, money is just like a woman. Money is like a high-class lady. And you high-class ladies, every one of you here today, you're high-class ladies, and you know you don't like to hear a man talking you down. A lady loves a man that tells her all that good stuff about her, even if he is lying. So it is with money. Talk good, talk about money. She'll hang around you. She won't leave you. She'll come to you in greater and greater ways, in greater and greater abundance. Yes, deal with money as a personality. In the psychic area of life, money is a person. Money has a mentality. Money has emotions. Money has feelings. And if you hurt the feelings of money, she's going to stay away from you or give you trouble. Abo, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth and keep the door of my lips. You know, too many times people don't have the slightest idea what they do to themselves with their mouth. Don't turn your mouth against you. Use your mouth in your favor to talk good, to talk health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money. Don't talk it away from you. Don't join in any talk about how bad the economy is. Don't you ever let money hear you say that money is hard to get. That's just the way she will be. Don't ever let money hear you say, I can't hold on to money. That's all a part of the money rejection syndrome. What you say is what you get. And don't complain. Never speak lightly of money. Sometimes people say, well, money isn't everything. Never say what money isn't. That expresses an indifference toward money. There was an old song that says, yes, money can't buy everything, it's true. But what it can't buy, I can't use. Ladies and gentlemen, the goodness of life is knocking at your door. Success, prosperity, and happiness are knocking at your door, but you cannot be indifferent to these riches of life and expect to have them in abundance. You must make the riches of life, including money, welcome in your mind. Make your mind a comfort zone for money. Make your mind a comfort zone for all of the riches of life. And I do define the riches of life as health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money. Money has to feel comfortable with you. You have to feel comfortable with money. You know, the reason some people can't get along without their problems is because they feel comfortable with their problems. There are people who've gotten comfortable with their sickness. See, I've gotten slightly off the subject, but I'm still on. As I told you, I don't let my subject interfere with what I have to say. And so I think this is important. And I'm going to ask you a question about that. Don't answer out loudly. Probe yourself at home. Have you gotten comfortable with your sickness? Have you gotten comfortable with your problems? Why, some people frankly love problems. If they don't have any problems themselves, they have to find some other problems. So they watch as the world turns and end up in General Hospital. And so they just keep a secret storm going all the time. Ask yourself this question and repeat it after me. What is my mind a comfort zone for? And let us declare now, I make my mind a comfort zone for money. I make my mind a comfort zone for good health. I make my mind a comfort zone for happiness. I make my mind a comfort zone for love. I make my mind a comfort zone for success and prosperity. Now, as we come to the closing minutes here, just before we get up and talk to money, I want to talk to you about balance in this business of money, because a lot of people are afraid of this thing that will, maybe I'll get overbalanced and maybe I'll serve money. Be careful to keep it in perspective. Remember that you are not the servant of money on the material level, but money is your servant. Now, I've got news for you. Money loves to serve you. I've got news for you. Do you know that money loves you? So say to yourself, money loves me. And you see, you must come to believe that money loves me. Say it again. Then I can hear some of you good Christians say, why, Reverend Ike, the Apostle Paul said that the love of money is the root of all evil. What about that? Ladies and gentlemen, I've discovered one thing. If anything is more evil than the love of money, it is the lack of money. Ladies and gentlemen, it is evil if you don't have money to pay your rent. I heard a few amens. Ladies and gentlemen, it is evil when you don't have the money to provide the material things for your family that they should have. Don't serve money. Remember that money is your servant and money loves to serve you. One more thing about money. Money loves to be enjoyed. Say that with me. Money loves to be enjoyed. Let's stretch that love out a little more. Come on. Money loves to be enjoyed. And let me tell you something else about your money and your good things. Make it a point to enjoy your money. Make it a point to enjoy the good things that you have. You see, being born and raised in the South, we used to save our good linens and things until the preacher came around. And when the preacher came around, we brought out all the best stuff. But listen, start being your own guest of honor. Honor thyself. Pull out all of your good stuff and enjoy them. And the more you enjoy the money that you do have, the more you enjoy your good stuff, the more good stuff you'll be magnetized to draw into your life. Oh, what a bunch this is today. They are ready. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's stand. And we're going to talk to money. We're going to talk money into our pockets, into our hands, into our bank accounts. Are you ready? All right. If you're ready, get your lungs full of air, because again, here's another beautiful scripture in the Bible that the theologians and the preachers never understood. The words are these: my word that goes forth out of my mouth shall not return unto me void, but shall accomplish that which I please, and prosper in the thing whereunto I have sent it. Oh, wow. Every word that you speak becomes flesh. Every word that you think and speak materializes. Every word that you think and speak comes into demonstration. In the first chapter of St. John, again, the theologians missed it, where it says, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. It indicates, again, a great law of life. Our words are always becoming flesh, becoming material, and dwelling among us. If we speak the word of money, that word will materialize and dwell in our pockets and in our bank accounts. And in our wallets. This is pure heresy, but it works. The Word always becomes flesh. And so we have to always ask ourselves the question, what is my Word? That's why I've got this cliche that I say over and over again to myself and in my services and in my classes. These words, health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money. Come on, help me say them. Health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money. Health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money. Health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money. Now, that may seem like a lot of idle nonsense, but it is not. It is also a fact. And the physicists tell us that every time we speak a word, the very atoms in our body change places. The very atoms in our bodies respond to our words and to our feelings. It is also said that every 7 years, our bodies have completely different cells. You don't have the same cells anymore after a seven-year cycle. And the new cells of your body are always being built out of your thoughts. Makes you think that my word that goes forth out of my mouth shall not return unto me void. Also the Master Jesus said, every idle word that a man shall speak, he shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. And now the day of judgment is not when you die bodily and get resurrected again in the future. Day of judgment is any point in time and space when your thoughts become things. When you meet the results of the thoughts which you have thought. That's your day of judgment. Every day is a day of judgment. Because every day we are meeting our thoughts. We're meeting our words become flesh. So I'm saying this to you just before we talk to money to let you know that this is not an idle exercise. That this has behind it all of the power of mind. All of the power of the cosmos. All of the power of God, infinite good. So with that in mind, let's use our power. You see, that's another thing. And this is why the Master Jesus came. And this is why I'm here. To make you realize and recognize the power that you have. Man is always looking for more power outside of himself. But the power is within you. The power is in your mouth. The power is in your mind. St. Paul in the 10th chapter of Romans said, the word is near you and even in your mouth. But if you will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you shall be saved. So say with yourself, I've got a mind full of almighty power. I've got a mouth full of almighty power. I think and I speak what I want into existence. All right, here we go. And this money affirmation is on Reverend Ike's little lesson from chapter 14 of Reverend Ike's book, Health, Happiness, and Prosperity. Buy that book right after the lecture. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right, repeat it after me. Money.
Money.
I'm calling you into my life.
I'm calling you into my life.
Money, I know that you hear me. Right here and right now, I'm telling you, money.
Money, you love me.
Now, we're going to say that once more, but you're going to put your name right in there where it says me. What's your name? Come on, what's your name?
What's your name? Is it Peggy or Sue?
All right. You're going to put your name in there. Money, you know you love. Come on and put your name there together. Money, you know you love. Hold up. All right. Money, you are welcome in my hands.
Money, you are welcome in my pockets.
Money, you are welcome in my life all the time. Woo! Woo! Can't you feel it? Can't you feel it? I open my heart and mind to money in all forms. I open my mind to banknotes.
I open my mind to certificates of deposit. I open my mind to good stocks and bonds. Blue chips. Blue chips, blue chips, blue chips. I open my mind to money through my loving, appreciating attitude. Money knows I have the right financial psychology. And money loves me in return. Money serves me in divine right ways. Money is my obedient servant. I do not serve money. Money serves me. Now we're going to say that sentence again, and you're going to put your name in there on the me. Come on. I do not serve money. Money serves me. All right, we're finishing this up now. Listen to the way I say it. And all of you good people with good lungs, now get ready. Here we go. Money is wonderful stuff. I let money multiply in my life. Thank you, God in me, for money. Thus endeth the lesson. Thank you very much.
We're going to call Linda in and do our wonderful, wonderful words of love because God is our wealth. Wealth is circulating in our life. Good morning, Linda. Let's see if Linda. All right. Okay, I guess Linda is on. So we're going to go ahead and move on. And guess what? We're going to sing our beautiful song, Money is Coming to Me. Yes, money is coming to me. In all ways, in expected and unexpected ways. Today, I want you to go forth and be reminded that you are money. You are abundant. And that you are all that God is. And that God is all that you are. You can't lose with the stuff you use when you use Reverend Ike. Remember, Reverend Ike said that. Wow, you know, I tell you, I grew up listening to Reverend Ike, and I still, even though I've heard these things over and over again, it's still exciting to rehear it. He's so exciting to me. I don't, it just, he moves every molecule in my body when I hear him. All right. Money is coming to me, y'all.
Yeah, money is coming to me easily and effortlessly.
So I'm going to call Linda again just in case she wants to come in. You want to come in, Linda? I see you on. All right, all right.
Is Jackie around?
Yes, Jackie is. Hello, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Because I see Linda's on. I just wanted to make sure if she wanted to come on. All right, Linda. All right, Linda. Going once, going twice. Okay, Jackie.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good God morning. Thank you so much, Lady Love, for that beautiful, beautiful message this morning. I'm feeling all of that. I'm putting my name all up in that, cause, and money is coming to me easily and effortlessly. Yes, yes, yes. And at this point, we're going to do our affirmation, our incantation, and we're going to do this on a count of three, and we're going to do it seven times. Seven times we're going to do this. Just as soon as I can get my head wrapped around it. God's wealth is circulating
in my life. His wealth flows through me in avalanches of abundance. All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything.
God's
wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows through me in avalanches of abundance. All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows through me in avalanches of abundance. All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows through me in avalanches of abundance. All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows through me in avalanches of abundance. All my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything. God is circulating in my life. His wealth flows through me in avalanches of abundance. All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows through me in avalanches of abundance. All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows through me in avalanches of abundance. All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything.
Everything. Yes. Thank you. I had to come outside, y'all. I'm outside on my porch.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lady Love, I'm giving back to you. Wow. All I can say is God is good. God is good. All the time, God is good. All the time, God is good. God is good. I'm just so grateful for all that God is in our life. And I just want to remind you today, you get to choose how to live the most abundant life. Today, choose to live the life you desire. Choose to operate in the abundance that you've been given the dominion and authority to live. You know, we heard Napoleon Hill's stepmother say she was not going to allow anything other than prosperity. And she took a forlorn, poverty-stricken family and created the most prosperous family you ever want to imagine. I'm talking about Napoleon Hill had a gun, and he was out there stealing and doing all kind of crazy stuff. He's out there with a gun, and he traded in his gun for his typewriter because she told him, instead of going out there, spin and create the stories. And she changed his life because she believed in him and told him he can do it. Believe in yourself today. Change every cell, every muscle fiber to know that you are all that God is. You are money. Say to yourself throughout the day, I am money. And money loves me. Who money loves? Janine. Say your name with it. That's what he said. So I'm going to play this last song, and I want to remind you to go forth and be prosperous. And I want you to go forth and be prosperous. Tune in and go to Facebook. Look up the I Am Jumpstart. Listen to the replay of Money Mindset. Come to the Love Journey. Listen to the replay. Saturate your mind this morning. Saturate your heart and your soul. As you remember, you are all that God is.
Now, before you sing along to magnetize yourself for money, I'd like you to remember something very important. The fact is, you do not serve money. Money serves you. Money is simply an energy that allows you freedom. Freedom to live out your dreams. Freedom to be all that you can be. So don't scare money away by saying there isn't enough money. Speak to your money. Enjoy your money. And you will find that money will love to be around you and multiply. You will be a magnet to money. So say right now, money loves me, and money is my obedient servant. Enjoy money. I am a magnet to money. I now have more than I need. I am a magnet to money. Money, money loves me. I am a magnet to money. I now have more than I need. I am a magnet to money. Money, money loves me. I am a magnet to money. I now have more than I need. I am a magnet to money. Money, money loves me. I am a magnet to money. I now have more than I need. I am a magnet to money.
Image and likeness of God. And I'm going to send this out with this prayer from Ayana Benzon again, just to make sure that we're cleansing and renewing every cell, every muscle fiber in our body, renewing our mind, creating a new spirit. Yes, don't forget, I am Jumpstart, Reverend Ike. Every Monday morning, all year long, they're doing the book, and we're manifest in March. So don't forget, check her out. I am Jumpstart on the Facebook page. You can go to the Love Journey and check out the Love Journey replay of Reverend Ike today. Yes, yes, yes. Check out both of them. Do them together. Change your money mindset. What is your money psychology? Think about that today.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
Remember, your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. And remember to dream and live your God-sized dreams. Remember, you are all that God is. You are here to express your God presence on earth. Remember, God is knows and represents in every area of their life. How to manifest. So it's honor your presence today and give thanks for your God itself on this planet, on this day. Our replay number is 712-432-0990. That's 712-432-0990. And the access code is 772-719. For the I Am Jumpstart, the replay number is 605-5-3-9. That's 605-562-3149. And the access code is 852-558. That's 852-558. Thank you and go forth. Have a great day.
Thank you, Janine.
Your conference recording has stopped.